So now we have before us a good map of all that exists, including ourselves and where we are in this vast transcendental existence, which we are really, which each of us is. Now our question was, where exactly is the hell? That was our inquiry. In all this, where is hell? Now you have read that passage which you showed me, where Sri Aurobindo speaks of it, where it is. And he says that it exists in the life plane. Even what we call paradise is also on that plane, what we call paradise. In many scriptures you have descriptions of heaven and hell. They are normally the descriptions of what you find in the life plane. I don't know if in your research you have also opened the book Savitri. If you read Savitri, Sri Aurobindo has described all these planes. One day you will read Savitri, and then you will see the whole structure of the poem. It's a big epic. In which the story is very simple. There is a kingdom of Madra, M-A-D-R-A, Madra, kingdom called Madra, of which there was a king called Ashwapati. He was concerned with the highest welfare of the world. He was aware of the problems of the world, the maladies of the world, difficulties of the world, and he was in search of solution to these problems. So, knowing at that time what yoga is, nowadays yoga is not so very well known, and people have to make a very special study. But in those times, the yogic knowledge was much more easily available. So knowing what is yoga, he set upon the path of yoga. Now if you read this book, in the very beginning you have, in the very first book, book one, where Sri Aurobindo first of all describes the beginning of the world. Well, book one is called the Book of Beginnings. It's a rapid survey of the whole beginning of the world. Very difficult to understand because the texture of this poem is very intricate. It's only the transcendental Purushottama himself can describe. And Sri Aurobindo, standing on the Purushottama consciousness, he describes the beginning of the world. And then rapidly Sri Aurobindo takes us up to the time when Savitri is born, gets married to Satyavan, and describes Savitri's condition because she knew that that was the day when her husband Satyavan was to die. All this Sri Aurobindo describes as it were in one. Some of you are painters, so you know how to make a sweep of colors. So like that Sri Aurobindo describes the day on which Satyavan was to die. Then Sri Aurobindo takes us backward. It's a flashback. Who is this Savitri? What is this issue? Why had he to die? And what was the function? What is the role of Savitri? And who is Savitri? Then we are told Savitri is the daughter of Ashwapati. And Ashwapati was concerned with the whole world, was concerned with the problems of the world. And when he was concerned with the world, now comes the biography of Ashwapati, like a flashback. And he had come to a point where he says, I shall now do yoga so that I can understand what are the problems and I can reach a point where I can resolve the problems, because there is a promise of yoga. As I told you last time, that by yogic powers, by yogic knowledge, we can gain the supreme knowledge of the being, of the divine. We can gain the supreme knowledge of the divine will and the supreme knowledge of the divine love. This is known actually in the yogic shastra. So knowing this, he began to do the yoga. And canto 3 of the book 1 is called the Yoga of the King and Yoga of the Soul's Release, how he becomes liberated in his soul and attains to secret knowledge. And he establishes himself in the greatness of his being. But then, this is not enough. The entire book too is called the book of the traveler of the worlds. Of the worlds, not world. It is called the book of the traveler of the worlds. Now Ashwapati begins to scan the whole world, all these planes. Now if you just read only the titles of each chapter, each canto, you will get the idea of all these things. I'll read out to you only the titles of each canto. The Kingdom of Subtle Matter, which I have described, subtle physical. The Kingdom of Subtle Matter. Next is the Glory and the Fall of Life, life plane. But of this plane, which is a very large plane, Sri Aurobindo devotes several cantos because a very huge thing to be described. The Kingdoms of the Little Life, the Godheads of the Little Life, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life, the descent into night, the world of falsehood, the mother of evil, and the sons of darkness. This is where hell is located. Then comes paradise of the life gods. In the same plane is also paradise. Then kingdoms and godheads of the little minds. Now you go above the life plane and come into the mind. The kingdoms and godheads of the little mind. Then the kingdoms and godheads of the greater mind. Heavens of the ideal. You begin to go above the mind. In the self of mind. Self of mind is Purusha. The Manomaya Purusha. The mind, mental Purusha. The world soul. The cosmic Purusha. And the kingdoms of the greater knowledge. You climb into higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, over mind, super mind. Then in the third book, He moves forward and then sees the origin of the whole world, attains to the supramental and transcendental consciousness. It begins with the pursuit of the unknowable. This transcendental is unknowable. But this unknowable is approachable through him who has a creative power of which this world is a result. He is the Supreme Purusha from whom originates all things, originates through his own power. That power is called the Divine Mother. That Divine Mother is approached by Ashwapati. Then there is adoration of the Divine Mother, house of the Spirit and the new creation, the vision and the boon. He approaches the Supreme Divine Mother, puts forward all his problems and says the world is in a great difficulty, like what we can do now also. We can approach the Divine Mother in the same way and say there is a great difficulty in the world. He insists upon the Divine Mother, please do something. Then the Divine Mother answers, if such is your anxiety about the world, I feel moved. And therefore I give the boon to you. I shall be born as your daughter. That's the Divine Mother's answer. I shall be born as your daughter. And I shall take the mission of changing this world, of solving the problems of the world. And the rest of the whole poem is the birth of Savitri, her growth, achieving the adulthood, her marriage, Satyavan's death. That death is the crux of the problem of the world, that there is a phenomenon of death. If you can touch that problem, all other problems can be resolved. So, the knowledge with which she equips herself and utilizes that knowledge in conquering the death, and Satyavan comes back from death. That is the key of the solution of the problems. If you can touch the death and conquer the death, all the problems can be resolved. Now one day you will read the whole book, Savitri, then you will understand and you will realize what knowledge is involved. When we read Sri Aurobindo, we are not reading a scripture in which you have to believe. Sri Aurobindo is a book of knowledge. He has described as we can describe this room, like that he has described all